sitting down here with John Elway at the start of training camp. And John, you went down right to the wire with your contract. I know you said you were never worried, but what does the new title, President of Football Operations, mean to you?
Well, I mean, I appreciate it very much. I appreciate the opportunity to work here and work for the Broncos. It's what I love to do. And so I, you know, thank Joe Ellison for the opportunity and Pat Bowlen. So it's you know, titles are titles, and it's nice to have those. I appreciate those very much. But the bottom line is we're excited to get in camp and like you said, get that behind me and get behind us and see what we have for a football team.
Focusing on the football field, all eyes are going to be on that quarterback position. For Paxton Lynch, it's his second camp. What do you kind of growth do you want to see from him?
Coming in from your rookie year to your second year, that it's a huge jump, you know, and you're so much more comfortable coming into camp. And I'm sure Paxton, with an offseason, all the OTAs, getting comfortable with the new offense, I think is, you know, really is coming into his own. So, I mean, he's a lot more confident coming into this camp, as well as Trevor. Trevor with a year under his belt, especially with, I think, 14 starts that he got last year, that, you know, he's going to be a lot more comfortable. So, you know, obviously that's the focal point as far as the positions. But, you know, we got 21 other positions we got to get better at, too. And so, especially offensively in the offensive line. And I think I'm excited about what we can do offensively with Mike McCoy, you know, leading the way there.
You mentioned Trevor there. Some people think he have these assumptions that, hey, his ceiling is only so high. But what do you think? I mean, can he just keep on getting better?
Of course. He's young. He's going into his third year. And so, I mean, you know, it's funny that, you know, that's been all the talk the offseason. But, you know, it's going to pan out in training camp. We're going to see what we have. I'm excited about, we have two young quarterbacks that are both can really play the position. And so we're in good shape there. They just, one thing is, obviously, with Paxton, he lacks a little less experience than Trevor. So, but I think we're better around that position. We're better in the offensive line. We got a great set of wide receivers. The running backs will be better. Tight ends are young that are getting better. So I'm excited about it. And I think we'll be better to be able to help that quarterback position because of the people we have around them.
You mentioned those additions on the offense as a whole. What do you want the identity of this offense to be?
I want us to score. You know, I think that's the key thing offensively, is to score. And I think, you know, that will prove itself out, but obviously you'd always like to have a little bit of balance to take some pressure off the passing game, be able to run the ball. I think, you know, that's always the idea, but game to game it's going to change. If people got 8 in the box, we're going to throw it. And if, you know, if there's 7 in the box and they're challenging us to run it, hopefully we can run the football. So it dictates, a lot of that is dictated by what the you know, defense does, but you know, hopefully we can be better on, you know, both run and pass than we were last year.
A little more continuity on the defensive side of the ball, but you mentioned in your press conference losing DeMarcus Ware. Does that put a lot of pressure on Shane Ray, and how much growth are you expecting from him?
Well, I mean, I think anytime you know, it's always a vacuum when you lose a guy like DeMarcus, because he was such a tremendous leader and everybody liked him and did such a great job in the locker room and that kind of experience. And so there's always a little bit, trying to fill that void is always tough, but I think Vaughn will step up, do a good job there. You know, he's a different type of leader, and you know, Aqib Talib did a tremendous job in the offseason. He's a great leader. So, you know, we've got guys on that defense, Chris Harris's and those, that'll fill that void. And then Shane Ray, you know, had a good year last year, and I think that this offseason he's really to, you know, take another step and you know, fill that void with DeMarcus gone.
Of course, it's the first camp for VJ. How important is it for him to set the tone and establish his identity out there tomorrow?
Well, he's going to get more comfortable with each day, you know. But he's been in the league a long time, understand it. Now that with being the head coach, I think that he's really excited about it. He's a guy that's a competitor, will accept the challenge as a head coach. You know, I think he has a bright, bright future ahead of him. And, you know, he's going to learn as he goes through what he likes more and less in training camp. I'm sure he's got that feel because he's been in different spots and worked for Marvin Lewis as well as Gary and then Adam Gase last year. So he'll figure out what his personality is and how he likes to do things. But I think that Vance is going to do a tremendous job.
We've seen over the offseason, he really, you know, the intensity level went up a notch. As a player, when you were playing, what was the mentality like you had on the eve of camp? You know, what are these guys thinking right now?
Well, I mean, everyone, you're excited to get back into camp. You know, I think that you go through a long off season, then you get a break. We had that 4 or 5 week break there from the middle of June until now. And so I think, you know, as I remember, always really excited to get back and get started and get into training camp. And you know, because it's the start of a new year. Last year's behind us, and now we can go out and try to see what we can do this year. And you know, that's always exciting. And so I'm sure that they're all excited and ready to go.
Well, we can't wait to get out there. John, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
You got it, Phil.